The new archaeological evidence to which Kahn referred was Monteverde, a dig on a boggy Chilean riverbank conducted by Tom Dillehay of the University of Kentucky, Mario Pino of the University of Chile in Valdivia, and a team of students and specialists. They began to work in 1977, finished excavation in 1985, and published their final reports in two massive volumes in 1989 and 1997. In the 20 years between the first shovels full of dirt and the final errata sheets, the scientists concluded that Paleo-Indians had occupied Monteverde at least 12,800 years ago. Not only that, they turned up suggestive indications of human habitation more than 32,000 years ago. Monteverde in southern Chile is 10,000 miles from the Bering Strait. Archaeologists have tended to believe that Paleo-Indians would have needed millennia to walk from the north end of the Americas to the south. If Monteverde was a minimum of 12,800 years old, Indians must have come to the Americas thousands of years before that. For the most part, archaeologists had lacked the expertise to address the anti-Clovis evidence from genetics and linguistics. But Monteverde was archaeology. Dillehay had dug up something like a village, complete with tent-like structures made from animal hides, lashed together by poles and twisted reeds. A culture that he said had existed centuries before Clovis, and that may have been more sophisticated. Skepticism was forceful, even rancorous. Arguments lasted for years, with critics charging that Dillehay's evidence was too low quality to accept. "People refused to shake my hand at meetings," Dillehay told me. "It was like I was killing their children." In 1997, a dozen prominent researchers, Clovis expert Vance Haynes among them, flew to Chile to examine the site and its artifacts. The hope was to settle the long-standing dispute by recreating the Greybeard's visit to Folsom. After inspecting the site itself, a wet, peaty bank, strikingly unlike the sere desert home of Folsom and Clovis, the archaeologists ended up at a dimly lighted cantina with the appropriate name of La Caverna. Over a round of beers, an argument erupted, prompted in part by Haynes's persistent skepticism. Dillehay told Haynes his experience with stone tools in Arizona was useless in evaluating wooden implements in Peru, and then stomped outside with a supporter. But despite the heated words, a fragile consensus emerged. The experts wrote an article making public their unanimous conclusion. "Monteverde is real," Alex W. Barker, now at the Milwaukee Public Museum, told the New York Times. "It's a whole new ballgame." Not everyone wanted to play. 2 years later, Stuart J. Fidel, a consulting archaeologist in Alexandria, Virginia, charged that Dillehay's just-published final Monteverde report was so poorly executed, bungled and loathsome, were among the descriptors he provided when we spoke, that verifying the original location of virtually every compelling, unambiguous artifact on the site was impossible. Stone tools, which many archaeologists regard as the most important artifacts, have no organic carbon, and therefore cannot be carbon dated.